The United Nations has launched a plan to fight poverty, injustice, and climate change. Tell everyone.
The 17 SDGs are ambitious and all-encompassing development targets agreed by more than 190 countries nearly 2 years ago. Tuesday's full day of discussion here at UN headquarters in New York gave priority to non-governmental organisations or NGOs, including the Major Group on Children and Youth and the Stakeholder Group on Ageing. Member states and UN staff were also represented with conversations across all the goals, ranging from breaking the cycle of poverty to boosting healthy living. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a video message that the UN had no greater partner in the 2030 agenda than the NGOs.
The youth and the older persons in this room have wisdom, experience, energy and ideals. And some of you have spent decades fighting for what is right. Others have just started your journey. Both groups share the conviction that we owe it to the people of our planet to rise to this very difficult moment in history. Together, you can help break cycles of poverty that have lasted for generations and trigger transformational change that endures for generations to come.
The President of the General Assembly, Peter Thompson, dispensed with his normal jacket and tie and scripted notes to talk about his own youth growing up in the Pacific island of Fiji before mountains of plastic waste and ocean warming had begun to threaten its very existence. Now in his late 60s, Mr. Thompson said he was determined to use his experience in order to speak out on behalf of the SDGs for many years to come. He's devoted his year in charge of the General Assembly to the issue.
We're going to ensure that all people, young and old, recognise themselves as owners and drivers and beneficiaries of the SDGs. I ask you to be motivators and examples to your family, your friends and communities, so that what is sustainable embodies all our lives, and to be active citizens who demand urgent and responsible change from those around you. So as a grandfather, I care with all my being that we will bequeath a sustainable world to our grandchildren and those that come after.
In contrast to the many years that Mr. Thompson spent at UN headquarters, the new youth envoy, Jayathma Wickramanayake, has only been in her post for 2 months. She said that the intergenerational day of discussion was fruitful and essential, without any of the tokenism towards the young that she'd encountered in some previous roles.
The most important approach that we all should fight for is the recognition of young people as partners in dialogues. A mutually reinforcing relationships between young people and adults can foster respect and understanding around each other's role in society and encourage young people to contribute to the best of their ability, as they know that the success or the failure of the program or the action plan depends on their contribution. Aging populations must work with younger populations to foster successful and reciprocal intergenerational relations and partnerships.
Matt Wells, United Nations.